This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. As storm clouds gather around Syria's rebel-held Idlib province, President Donald Trump warned pro-government forces massing for an assault to avoid a slaughter and risk the world's anger.
I think it's a very sad situation, what's going on there. It's being surrounded, and they feel they have 35,000 of their enemy there, and yet you have 3 million people living there. And I just tell you that they will hopefully be very, very judicious and careful, because the world is watching.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called on Syria to avert the impending assault. Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu, speaking in Ankara Wednesday, said ever since an offensive on the province became a possibility, Turkey has made intense efforts to prevent any violation of an existing ceasefire. The Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, Jan Egeland, told VOA that Turkey, Iran, and Russia, when they meet Friday in Tehran, should find ways to avoid a bloodbath.
In this war on terror, as they label it, the victims of terror are as important to protect as killing terrorists.
UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura says Turkey and Russia are the key players to ensure further violence is avoided. He said he believes hostilities could commence on or around Monday. The U.S. Wednesday designated an al-Qaeda affiliate in Mali, Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin, or JNIM, a foreign terrorist organization, cutting off funding and blocking U.S. citizens from doing business with it. It has claimed responsibility for numerous attacks and kidnappings since it was formed last year. It was believed to be behind an attack on a Malian resort in June last year outside the capital Bamako, popular with Western expatriates.